Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Had a great worship gathering yesterday morning here at Deer Run as we talked about being ready to die, looking at the crucifixion of Jesus and our need to be ready to die to self, so that we can live with Christ. And that's going to be our prayer focus each weekday morning as we gather together here on this channel. And today we're going to focus in on dying to live. And that understanding that what we think we lose, well, is in reality very small compared to what we actually gain. Romans 6, verse 8 says, "Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him." One of the great things about Scripture is this promise of Christ living in us and us living with him. And we recognize, as Paul writes to the Romans and he writes elsewhere, that it's in our choice, it's in our decision to die with Christ that we gain more than we could ever think or imagine. The Bible tells us that, don't you know that all who are buried with Christ will surely be raised with Christ? It's why baptism is an important part of our salvation, of our surrendering to Jesus. It provides a point of contact where the Bible says our sins are forgiven and we're given the gift of the Holy Spirit, of God's Spirit. But it also provides that image of which the Bible talks about, of the representation of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. We die. We're buried in water. We're raised out of that death to walk a new life. And what an incredible privilege to identify with Christ in a way that we carry with us. And it's in this privilege that we have that we actually can live. And as I mentioned yesterday, this being ready to die isn't really about dying physically. There is a preparation that we kind of go through mentally, and as the years add up, we seem to focus a little bit more on that. And there are many who, because of their faith in Jesus, are ready to die physically, but it doesn't mean they want to today. They're simply prepared. And the way that we're prepared for our physical death is to die to self so that we are reborn spiritually. And so we die in order to live. And it's in this dying to self that we live for Christ, not just in some future, who knows when, eternity, but we live for Christ today. We live for Christ tomorrow. We die to self so that we can live for Christ every day, that Christ lives in us, so he lives through us. And we live with that opportunity to influence people with the good news of Jesus because he's present with us. It's one thing to try to introduce someone and to help them to know someone that, well, isn't with you. Perhaps someone that's no longer living. You know, I'd love for you to know my grandpa. And I could tell you all kinds of stories, and I could introduce you to some extent. But how much more effective to introduce someone to another person when that someone is right there with you? And as you tell a story about your experience, he can chime in and say, well, yeah, but what about this? And that's the nature of God's Spirit. As we die to self and Christ lives in us through His Spirit, is that as we share the good news of Jesus, His Spirit reminds us of attributes of and benefits that it's not that we've forgotten, we're just not thinking about. Oh yeah, the peace that I have is just so unbelievable. The joy that I experience, the forgiveness that I've not only received but have been able to give, the mercy, the correction, the love in the midst of that correction. You see, we die to self so that we can live in a way that's more true than ever before. And as we will spend time this week talking and praying about dying so that we might live, it all begins. Well, it begins with a conviction by God's Spirit. But our part of it begins with a willingness to listen to God's Spirit and to respond. To say to ourselves and to say to God, I don't want to be in charge of my own life anymore. I don't want sin to reign in this body of mine. I want Jesus in charge. I want to die to self so that I can really live. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to know how to be right with you. Your love has given us Jesus, who set the standard in his teaching and in his example of putting others first, of dying to self and allowing you to be in charge. Throughout his ministry, he would say that he does nothing except what you instruct him to do. And Father, I confess in my life and the lives of many of us, we would love for our life to be that way, but we know it's not true. There have been far too many times when self has been in charge and not you. And so God, today, help us, not just today, but daily, to die to self so that we can really live. And we can grow more towards that standard, that goal of being able to say, I've done nothing except what my Father tells me to do. And I know, Father, that there's so many times it's the selfishness of pride and just being human in this flesh that, well, makes it so I can't really say that you're in charge. Not with honesty. And God, I realize that in those times where I can't say that with honesty, that life isn't what it could be. So I'm thankful that your Spirit helps me. It helps each one of us. It convicts us of that continuing need to die to self so that we can really live. And so that, Father, as we surrender, as we consider the needs of others to be more important than our own, as we consider your word to be authoritative in every aspect of our life, we grow in our understanding that this dying to self not only prepares us for eternity, but it helps us to live here. It helps us to live today, even as it prepares us for that return of Jesus. It gives us life. And we can hold fast to the promise of Jesus that he has come to give us life and life to the full, not just in some unknown time, but now. So God, today, help us to no longer put self in charge, but to live with Jesus in charge, so that we really do live. Father, as we die to self in order to live fully, may we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.